Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to be with you. Spend a few moments together, some personal time. It just feels really good to have you here with me today. You know, we get so involved and we're so busy with so many things during the week. Sometimes it can You can feel like your plate is so full, you don't know how you're going to get through it. You don't know if you're going to get everything accomplished, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes that pile of paperwork is waiting on you the next day, or you just don't feel like you've accomplished much. Well, you know what? It's okay. As long as you're moving, as long as you are making some progress, you're doing good, and it's good to take time out just to relax for a few moments. And I just want to say thank you for taking time out with me today. Thank you so much, and I say it all the time to all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one. You are the best, and I just love, 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 love you. And for those of you who have been with me on this journey for a long time, thank you. I just love, 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 love you too, and I just give you all virtual hugs today. And there may be some who are new. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Sharon, and I have a great show lined up for you today. And, of course, the mission of the show from its inception has been to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you may be wondering, well, how do you do that exactly? Well, we try our best to bring programming that enlightens, informs, entertains you, and we discuss things as it relates to business here on this platform, as it relates to sales, staff, branding, pricing, the internet, social media. We've talked about the entertainment industry. We've had wonderful guests that have come on and talked about marketing and industry trends. We talk about it all. We also talk about relationships on the show, because we are relational. You know, we work with people. We have to interact with people at some point. And it's good to know how to get along with people, understanding personalities and dynamics that make us function, and those elements that make us human. Being a part of this human race, we need to know how to get along with people. So I just want to say thank you so much again for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about something that we all either have faced or you may face if you're not careful. If you're not careful. Burnout. Are you on the brink of it? Do you think you may be about to go over the edge? Well, we're going to talk about that today on the show, because as business owners, as moms, dads, as spouses, as friends, we need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. In fact, I talked to someone this week, and I encouraged them, hey, you need to make sure you take time out for yourself. And I have to tell myself the same thing sometimes. In fact, I've been told that as well. But are you possibly on the brink of a burnout? Well, we're going to talk about that on the show today. And when we come back, we're going to dive right in. Thank you so much again for joining me. This is Sharon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeepAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Hello, everybody. I am so sorry about that. I hope that you, we have some technical difficulties every now and again, but that's okay. We are still here. Thank you so much for staying tuned in. And I wanted to share with you before we dive into our topic, are you on the brink of a burnout? I wanted to share with you in regards to this 100-year-old man who is so active and still very active. He does about quite a bit of exercise. He does push-ups every day. He's 101 years old. And it makes you wonder, what excuse do we have for not taking care of our bodies? Yes, he's actually a part of a group of about 30 people who are over 70 years old, and they train daily at the Physical Activity Center of Excellence gym in Ontario. And he has trained, of course, for quite a long time, but he really enjoys it. He's been taking care of his body for a long time, and he still exercises on a regular basis. And what most people don't know is around the age of 40, most people begin to lose muscle mass. And, of course, you can't really see it. You can't really see it at first, but for up to about a pound every year, by the time you're 50, you're losing muscle mass. And so it's really important, you know, especially if you want to be the best that you can be and you're trying your best to be productive as a manager, a CEO, or even as a parent, as a friend, that you take care of yourself. And John Nagy, he is about 5'6" in Jesse's, approximately 154 pounds, and he has trained regularly for the past 70 years. Yeah, that's right. And he says that one of his favorite exercises, a couple of his favorite exercises, are the standing cable press and push-ups. And guess what? If you think that's something, guess how long his exercise routine lasts. 10 minutes, you think? 30 minutes? He exercises for about 90 minutes. But he gives himself a lot of recovery time. But I thought that was just so wonderful. And I want to encourage you, you're never too young or too old to start some form of exercising and taking care of your body. And make sure you drink plenty of water. And that kind of ties into what we're going to be talking about today. Are you experiencing burnout? Do you know the signs, the warning signs, that you are about to experience burnout? What should you look for? And we're going to talk about that today because most of us, if you have not experienced some level of stress or near burnout, if you continue living, you may, if you don't know the warning signs. And a study was done in Australia about the effects that burnout has on health. And about 1,000 people were surveyed, and as many as 40% of those surveyed reported that they feel stressed at least 3 times a week. And others reported they wake up feeling tired in the morning. And about 50% stated that they rely on coffee to help get them through the day. And juggling work schedules and family life and other activities, meetings, and charities that you may be involved in can really take a toll on your mind and your body. So what are some of the warning signs that you need to look for that can indicate to you that you may be experiencing burnout? Well, according to the Daily Mail, if you aren't sleeping very well, you're waking up and you're still feeling tired and exhausted, it could be very well that this is one of the signs of being burnt out and feeling overwhelmed in regards to your current situation. You're no longer resting well. You're waking up in the middle of the night. You're feeling tired when you wake up. And essentially, it's indicating that you've reached the point of burnout. And sometimes people wake up feeling like their life has just been drained, that they've just drained. And that could be a warning sign that you are experiencing burnout. Another sign that you need to be aware that you could be experiencing burnout is that you're not motivated. You have a lack of motivation, and it's hard for you to concentrate when you're working on a task, whether that's at home or in the workplace. You may find yourself calling in sick often. You may wake up feeling dread that you have to go to work or that you have to go on your appointments. You may not be as productive as you have been. Or if you find yourself just sitting at your desk staring at the walls or staring at the screen or just staring at out in space, you may be experiencing burnout. And I'm going to share with you some things that you might be able to do if you're feeling these things. The third thing is you may find that you're short-tempered. You're experiencing a lot more conflict that you have than you have in the past. Yeah. Sometimes when you're burnout or you're tired, you're stressed, you're exhausted, or even depressed, you may feel short-tempered. Things just set you off, just simple things that didn't set you off before. If you're unable to perform your task, if you're feeling empty or you don't have much emotion about anything anymore, you're losing your passion for life, your drive for life, and your relationships, it seems like practically all of your relationships, there's conflict, whether it's at work, with your coworkers, with your family, with your friends. It seems to be conflict all the time. If you find yourself withdrawing from your family and from your friends and you just want to be alone and by yourself, you're finding that you want that more and more, you could be experiencing burnout. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you two other things that may be indicative that you are experiencing burnout and you may need to do something about it. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit more about burnout and what to do if you're facing burnout right here. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the show. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about burnout. Are you experiencing burnout? How would you know if you were experiencing burnout? Well, we're talking about five warning signs that let you know you may be experiencing burnout, and these things include feeling tired. We talked about not getting enough sleep, and maybe you're not feeling motivated. You can't concentrate. You're short-tempered, you're firing off at everybody, you're experiencing a lot of conflict, you're withdrawing emotionally. We're talking about those things. And two other things, withdrawing from your family and your friends. Losing your temper, of course, is one thing, but maybe you're starting to check out from your relationships. Whether it's with your coworkers, with your family, with your friends, you don't feel like you're capable of taking care of anybody or anything else. And it's hard for you to continue to stay motivated. Another thing, one of the last things that you may be experiencing, burnout can affect you physically. making you feel like you're just trained. There's just no emotion, very little emotion left. You may start to feel physical symptoms. Your pain. You may start feeling pain in your joints, stomach issues, or headaches, muscle pains, things that you hadn't really experienced on this level before. It could be very well that you are experiencing burnout. And burnout is real. When you have run yourself so you stressed out about things, whether it's finances, it could be you're stressed out about finances, you're stressed out about your job, you're trying to do so many things and accomplish so many things, you can start to feel like you just can't do it anymore. And so some of the things that you may be able to do to assist in minimizing the effects of burnout is to schedule regular times to just take time off, take time out. This means maybe setting aside time each day to just turn off technology, the television, just turn things off and relax. And take time for yourself. Maybe give yourself spa treatment. Relax in the shower, in the tub, or just relax reading a good book. Just let your mind go. Don't think about work or anything. Take some time out, especially if you're not getting a lot of sleep. Turn the television off. I would say turn off your phones, but I don't turn off my phones because I want to make sure if somebody tries to get me for an emergency that they can. But you can turn off social media. You know, take some time away from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And, of course, that lack of emotion, if you're feeling a lack of emotion or you're feeling dread at going to work, it may be a good idea to reach out to someone for support. Let some your friends and family know, or colleagues know, or a health professional know that you're feeling a lack of motivation and that you hate getting up every day going to work. It's time to be real about the symptoms that you feel. Be honest with yourself, because there is help and there is hope for you if you are feeling this way. And trust me, if you run a company, or if you manage a company or coworkers, or if you are in leadership positions, and even just in your home, you may feel burnout and stress. There is help for you. But realizing the symptoms can be very helpful. And if you're feeling emotionally withdrawn, you're starting to become a recluse. Sometimes it feels good just to be by yourself so that you can think. But it's so important for you to keep your lines of communication open with your family, your friends, your confidants. Let somebody know what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And I was so impressed with someone this week. They were so open about some things that they were feeling. They were going through some issues of depression, and they were so open about it. And you know, I encourage them, hey, continue to keep the lines of communication open. Tell us what you want. Think about what you want. Tell your friends what you want. We're your friends. You know, if you have a colleague, someone that you really depend on, a family, tell us what you need. Tell your family what you need. Keep those communication lines open. And if you're beginning to feel physical symptoms of burnout, such as stomach issues, you're feeling pains in your stomach, or you're getting headaches, tension headaches, migraine headaches, you're feeling pain in your muscles, it's time to seek help. Just time to seek help. And I encourage you, if you're feeling these things, it's okay to go to a physician. It's okay to talk to your primary doctor about what you're experiencing. Talk about it, because you are so important And the last thing you want is for a situation that is solvable to turn into something that ends up being chaotic or ends up being devastating for you. So, yeah, manager CEOs experience burnout all the time. But if you are keen on the signs of burnout, then you can do something about it. And one of the things that can be really helpful, too, is exercise. I know walking has been something that has been a game changer for me. I love walking. I loved biking. I liked going to the gym. I liked doing all those kind of things. And, you know, sometimes with life, you don't do it as much as you could or should. But I'm telling you, with that story with the 100-year-old that does exercise every day and push-ups every day, it's very motivating. But if you want to start out doing something, walking can be very simple, very easy. It's considered a non-exercise activity, thermogenesis, and it's NEAT, N-E-A-T. And if that term is used to describe activity that it expends energy, but it's not necessarily considered a formal exercise, but like running or something like that, but you expend energy. And walking can be wonderful. You just start out walking, you know, as much as you can, but it's thought that 30 minutes of walking equates to about 4,000 to 5,000 steps. And even 4,000 to 5,000 steps isn't really, it's still considered sedentary, but that's better than nothing. But the ideal, according to, you know, the health studies that are out there, the ideal game plan is to build your step count to 10,000 up to 12,500 steps per day. And that helps you to not only calm down, or it's good for your mind, your body, your soul, but it can also help you to lose weight if that's something that you're looking to do. It can help you burn calories. But you got to remember that if you're walking and you're eating too many calories, it's not going to do a whole lot of good. But walking is a great thing that you can start doing. And remember, if you start any type of exercise, plan to keep yourself hydrated. Keep yourself hydrated. We don't want you to experience burnout. We want you to be healthy. So remember the signs of burnout. You know, what are some warning signs that you may need to look out for? One, you may not be sleeping well. You may wake up feeling exhausted and tired. Two, you may not be motivated. You may have a lack of concentration, staring off into space when you're at work. You may start feeling short-tempered. Number three, and experiencing a lot of conflict lately. Number four, you may be emotionally withdrawing from your family and your friends and your coworkers. Number five, you may be feeling physical symptoms of burnout. These are five warning signs that you may be experiencing burnout. And if you're feeling those things, you're not sure what to do, get help. Talk to your family, talk to your friends, talk to your primary care doctor, and seek help. That's what friends are for. And I hope that you will try your best to engage in activities that help to minimize the impact of stress and burnout, because you are important. Your company needs you. We need you here to help us build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. I want to just say thank you so much for joining me today. You are the best. It has been a delight for me to be here with you, sharing some things that can help you to be successful. And my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And believe it or not, when you do that, you will find yourself becoming better and better and better. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. This is Sharon.